Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As Labor Day traditionally begins the final push toward the fall elections, the issue of abortion is once again back in the news. This week, 91 members of the U.S. House and Senate, including Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte, asked the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration to ban the use of RU486, better known as the abortion pill. The drug has always been controversial and became even more so in July when a federal judge suspended the in-person requirement for a prescription. For those who may not know, RU486 is a potent drug with a long list of side effects, some of which are life-threatening. The fact that Planned Parenthood is now dispensing this drug via teleconference, sometimes reportedly without a medical examination, is just plain irresponsible. This issue isn't new. The legislature recognized the problem in 2015 and passed a bill to ban teleconference or so-called Skype abortions. Unfortunately, the bill was vetoed by Governor Bullock. The letters from Congress described the judge's decision as rogue judicial activism and a gross breach of the separation of powers. They point out that there have been 24 maternal deaths and over 4,000 adverse maternal reactions directly attributable to the abortion pill. They then cut to the heart of the matter, saying, based on the court's order, it's an open question as to whether women receiving the abortion pill via telemedicine will even receive blood tests, ultrasounds, or the necessary screenings to determine the actual date of her pregnancy or the potential occurrence of a deadly ectopic pregnancy. It goes on to say, quote, indeed, by demedicalizing and deregulating the abortion pill, women will be left to engage in a form of do-it-yourself chemical abortion. As the abortion industry collects payments, and as prescribers evade all legal risk and FDA oversight, this is unconscionable, end quote. Given that the abortion pill is used only in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy and is given to girls as young as 10 years of age, it's inconceivable that anyone would prescribe this powerful drug without all of the normal medical exams, but that's exactly what appears to be going on. We've been told patients are receiving the pills in the mail after nothing more than a video chat with a Planned Parenthood employee. So much for standards of care. We commend Senator Daines and Congressman Gianforte for protecting women and refusing to turn a blind eye to the dangers and abuses of RU486. These telemedicine abortions are only being done in 13 states. Too bad Montana's one of them. When it comes to risky medical procedures, the health of the patient should always come before profit, and that includes abortions. And in another blow to Planned Parenthood, President Trump announced this week that he will fully defund Planned Parenthood if he wins re-election. That brought an immediate and blistering response from Planned Parenthood, which said, "This is Trump attacking your health care, and we'll fight back." And with that, abortion continues to be front and center in the 2020 election cycle. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.